1940s, golden age radio. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turning the dial, I stay for a while. Adopt our children. Podcast new sound, taking it down. Hear that. We're on a new track, a new track.
The sun is in my eyes. I can't find the record button.
It's recording.
Oh, okay. Hi!
And welcome to another episode of...
The second Golden Age. Hello, welcome to
the another second... episode of... Hi!
Hi!
And welcome...
to another episode of...
The second Golden Age of Radio!
I'm Kelly Sally.
Today we're going to cover the topic, an old-time radio show entitled The Saint.
The Saint. Tell me about The Saint.
It was a radio adventure program in the United States.
Adventure program? That sounds fun. Like Zorro?
Well, more like The Saint.
Oh, okay.
Zorro was a radio show, too.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Everything was a radio show.
Oh, stop it.
Everything.
That's cool.
He was called The Saint, and he was a swashbuckling, devil-may-care Robin Hood type, who in his attempt to help people remained just one step ahead of the police and the crooks.
Sounds a lot like Zorro.
Yeah, so...
Swashbuckling.
Yeah, but I don't think he had a sword.
Oh, see, swashbuckling sounds like a sword to me.
Yeah. Created by author Leslie... I don't know how to say it.
What is it? Charteris?
Yeah. Created by author Leslie Charteris.
By Leslie Charteris.
The program's introduction even says the Saint is an alias of Simon Templar, who is known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures.
That's the Saint?
Yeah. Ah. Several versions of the program appeared on different networks, but this one began in January 1945 on it.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price.
So I guess there's some discrepancy whether it really did begin in January 1945, but that's neither here nor there.
The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as... The Saint.
I think it might have been... started in the eastern part of the United States and then all over the U.S. So, 7:30 p.m. it aired Saturday. So, Edgar Barrier starred, but he is not the most famous saint there is. I think once we get down to it, you'll know.
So, Edgar Barrier was the original?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But the person that I will know is...
The show's third version, which began in 1947, was CBS.
Oh, CBS.
And Lever Brothers, like soap.
Uh-huh.
Lever Brothers sponsored Vincent Price as...
Vincent Price? I know him.
That's just how I started getting into radio shows. Through Vincent Price.
I feel like he was on Scooby-Doo or something sometimes.
I think he was. He also was in Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Ah. The voice.
Yeah.
You're right. What darkness lies beneath the blah, blah, blah.
That's yeah. Vincent Price.
Oh my gosh.
The Vincent Price starred in this version and in most of the shows in the two versions that followed. So he was the most reoccurring saint. That was 1947. 1949, they came back on Mutual Broadcasting Company.
It's like nowadays where shows jump ship for other networks.
Like Community.
It's even crazier here.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. That was to 1950, and then the program's final run was 1950, June 11th. The Saint was back on its original network, NBC. So it hopped right back. We are listening to an episode called The Aging Actor.
And you know this one?
I don't really remember many episodes by heart at all from The Saint. I just know the basic premise.
But you've listened to The Saint?
Mm-hmm. I did.
So it was ours of Vincent Price that we're going to listen to?
I assume.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back.
Stay tuned.
Pardon me, but where may I wait for Mr. Bennett?
Well, he's still on stage taking bonds.
Yes, I know. I was in the audience. My name is Templer.
Oh, yes, Mr. Templer. He's expecting you. You can wait in his dressing room. It's right down the hall there, first on the right. The one with all the flowers on it.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Did you really?
I enjoyed
that.
Thank you. See you shortly.
Shari Babcock, my leading lady.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Go change, my dear. I'll meet you shortly.
Of course, Mercy. Goodbye, Mr. Templer.
Goodbye, Miss Babcock.
Mr. Templer, I'd like to ask you a few questions, Lola, about Mercer.
Well, if you're going to talk about him, I've got to be fortified. Excuse me. Mr. Templer, have you ever met my friend?
Huh? Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to introduce you. How about joining us?
Well, I'm very fond of your friend, but not this early in the morning. About Mercer Bennett, Miss Enright.
What about him?
Well, very briefly, he has a fixation about roles he plays on the stage and acting themselves in real life. And in his latest play, he kills his leading lady.
Tell him not to worry. That turkey won't run long enough for him to step on an ant.
Something has occurred, however, to indicate that this isn't all imagination. You know anyone bearing any ill will against Bennett, Miss Enright?
Sure I do. Anybody that knows him.
Oh? Well, how about you, if I may be blunt?
You mean, would I kill his leading lady and frame him with the murder? Let me think it over, Simon. Sure you don't want to say hello to my pal here?
No, thanks.
Well, I do. Mercer Bennett. The problem being, would I like to see him accused of murdering his latest love? Well, I might. I very well might.
Pick up his knife, Charlie.
Yeah, sure.
Anything to say, Mr. Jackson?
Plenty. But not here.
Smart fella.
But why Jackson Templer? He was my agent. He was making a good living out of me.
Not good enough. He was also your business manager. He told you you were paying alimony to all four of your ex-wives. Lola hasn't gotten anything in years, right?
Right.
Yeah, this suggested the juggling of your books. And then I'm always suspicious of business managers anyway. He also told me he had your life insured. If you were to die for the murder of Charlie Babcock, Jackson would be a rich man, and no questions asked about his books, either.
But why, Jackson? You were still collecting commissions from me.
Shall I tell him, Jackson, or will you?
I'll tell him. You're just about through, you big ham. You can't play leading men anymore. You're too old.
Ah, sharper than the serpent's tooth.
The French say, cherchez la femme. The Anglo-Saxons say, cherchez la financial angle. Anything I've left out, Jackson?
Yes. I hate actors. I've always hated them. And Bennett, I hated worst of all. Sneering at us all the time. Running us down behind our backs. I hate him!
I've always suspected this about agents. I must be more careful. Now, come along, Jackson. I can get you a long contract with no options.
Contribution to the Red Cross. The life you hold is that of some unknown person who will be restored to health through the Red Cross National Blood Program. That program is already in its second year. It still hasn't been fully developed. It still isn't bringing the amazing medicine of whole blood to all those who need it. Remember, all of us can help through the Red Cross. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of the Saint. Good night. So remember, the Big Show of Theater Guild on NBC.
All right, we're back. That was 3 hours of Red Cross infomercial.
Yes, oh my goodness.
But it was a great...
But your pennies can help give people life.
Full blood. Whole blood.
It kind of made me sad because this was 1940-something. Now, it's the same. We still need more money and more doctors and more nurses. And yeah, but this episode, The Saint.
So funny.
It was funny.
So tongue-in-cheek.
Oh my gosh, he's so sassy.
Oh, yeah. Everything. He's like, don't tell me about the grease paint in your veins. I don't want to hear it. She's like, have you met my friend, Vodka?
He's like, we're well acquainted. However, I don't think we should be hanging out tonight.
Or not this early in the day.
No, not this early in the morning. That's what it was.
Visiting that old friend right now. Well, don't mind if I do. And I will visit the bottle many times during this episode.
It really reminded me, I guess because I said Scooby-Doo earlier, of an episode of
Scooby-Doo. Oh, it was kind of like Scooby-Doo.
We caught you!
Like, we caught you in the act. You didn't kill anybody. No one died.
Turn on the lights, Velma.
Yeah. Jinkies! It was the agent. So funny. And the actors, them making fun of actors, actors making fun of actors. Hilarious.
Yeah, it was a funny episode.
So I love this saint. I can see why they call him like a Robin Hood. He's kind of like a Sherlock Holmes in that way.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where he's not a policeman, but he's doing all the work.
No, exactly. He's staying one step ahead of the police.
And one step ahead of the criminals. Robin Hood men in tights.
Tights? You might be born in the 80s, yeah.
Oh. So, I guess, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, coming off of In Real Life, we just did a 1979 Neil Simon comedy musical.
Uh-huh.
The jokes were, like, of a similar
I thought so. There were style. Several times that I thought that.
Even though this was in the 40s, it was still really funny. And that was the 70s. It's still pretty funny. Of course. I kind of feel bad for sitcom writers nowadays, because it really all has been done before.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was reading this interesting commentary written by Conan O'Brien about David Letterman.
Oh, great.
Because, you know, he's getting ready to retire.
Uh-huh.
And just talking about how totally different world was before David Letterman came along as this not good-looking, awkward guy who enjoyed being awkward and kind of cranky on television, and how it was so different from anything that had ever been done before.
Right.
And he said, now there's so many brilliant, brilliant comedians out there that you just would sell him short for how great he is. So it's like the same thing now. It's like now there's so much stuff, but back then all of this.
Well, speaking of Neil Simon, they revived his sitcom and revamped it for nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
The Odd Couple. But the writing is terrible.
Ugh, it's sad.
It's so sad how terrible it is.
Like,
it's such a good
premise.
Like, it tries
to do the stuff that Neil Simon did.
Yeah.
But the one-liners are just so bad
now. They're so stale now.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to use today's comedy
writing. Not even, oh man, that was a stupid joke. It's like, ugh, that was so bad.
It was, yeah, it really is stale in your mouth, the taste.
Wow, that's a lot of Lycra. Not enough, but a lot. Just doing my daily yoga. I find it really centers me. Otherwise, I would be an uptight basket case. Care to join me?
No, I'm going out for a run.
Really?
Well, a beer run. But I'm gonna walk to the cab.
Oscar, as your roommate, I'm putting you on notice. I'm not just going to purify your apartment, but also your body, your mind, and your soul.
Thanks, buddy. Here, hold that.
Oscar, is that coffee? I just cleaned the rug.
Better not move.
You're right, they are trying. I think they need to use, like, the best comedy writers nowadays to, like, really revamp it. Like, take his style, but, like, totally renovate it.
Yeah.
You can't just write the same old type of jokes.
Yeah.
You could get away with, like, just playing his old episodes or the old movie or the old play.
Yeah.
You can't get away with writing crap.
Yeah, I don't know, because it is. It's just they'd be better off to take the old ones, like they did with that Judy Garland one that we listened to.
Oh, yeah.
They just did the same one, but with different actors. It's like you could always just take those episodes.
Take those episodes, set it in the 70s, and try again.
Yeah, just make it in something. Yeah, make it into something modern day, but use the same old stuff. Just
oh, yeah.
Because there's like they're trying to do the banter back and forth, like, you know, Sonia and Vernon had in They're Playing Our Song, and it doesn't play the same way at all.
No.
It either comes off mean or it comes off
old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Just not what it needs to be. Because obviously the writing is good. The original writing is good.
Yeah, it's such playful banter, and I don't think it comes across that way in the new episodes.
No.
But this has definitely turned into a discussion.
About comedy.
About comedy and The Odd Couple.
It relates.
Because of the longer, because of the bigger theme of the style was very similar in The Saint.
Yeah, The Saint, it is a detective show, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's got that going for it. That's like we said, it's like Sherlock Holmes in that way, I guess. Yeah, but it was a funny one. It was one of the funnier ones.
Yeah.
Intentionally funnier.
Yeah, intentionally funnier and still stood the test of time.
Because some of them we laughed, you know, we've laughed at pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't necessarily mean to be as funny.
But. Yeah, this seems pretty nice. It's refreshing to get
a good
script.
One.
Yeah. So we'll listen to more of The Saint again,
right? Yeah, we should. That was good.
Maybe because one of the characters' last name was Bennett.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. We were missing our Bennett.
Yeah, the actors were funny. They're like, I will take my final bow. I am an actor. You only made one mistake, my lady. You crossed in front of me in the staging. Never do that again. You mustn't ever cross in front of me on the stage. I'm a thespian. So there's a lot of that going for it. So that appealed to our actor diva sense. And then Bennett's name was mentioned a lot. So we miss him. Maybe we'll bring him back for the episode.
Yeah, we'll
where
have
we
to have Bennett.
Catch up. Play catch up with us. It's so funny. So let's not pull an Odd Couple and make something crappy.
Crappy?
Crappy.
Crappy.
Crappy. Crappy.
Don't want to make anything crappy.
I don't want any rubbish on the stage. All right. So for now, we're signing off, but we'll BRB with a new episode of The Saint.
Woo! Who dat?
Who dat, Saint? Bye.
Testing.
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 Audio Jungle.
Welcome to another episode of The Saint! Well, I was going along the driveway when I saw a postcard just lying on the ground. I picked it up, and I noticed that it was hand-delivered. There was no postmark on the stamp, so I knew I was in for some trouble. Looks like a girl's handwriting. Let's see, the card says, Dear the Saint, well, I didn't know we were on a first name basis. I'm in trouble. I sent you a postcard because I was afraid that if I called you, my phone would be tapped. Valid concern. So I thought this would be the best way, and I had it hand-delivered by another person. Also good idea. It says right here, I'm in trouble. I'm an actress at the theater at 555 Wyndham Avenue. Every night since opening night, there's been an accident that has shut the production down, so we've never been able to do a full production of The Tragedy, A Murder on the Orient Express. Oh, I didn't know that they had revived that. Sounds interesting. Meet me at the park. I better just go now.
Saint?
Yes, you could just call me The Saint.
Hi, The Saint?
Yes.
I'm in lots of trouble. You probably read my message.
I did. It was very, interesting. I don't know if these accidents are meant to cause harm, but it seems like a big coincidence that there'd be an accident every night of the production.
Every night? That's why I'm so concerned.
Well, don't worry your pretty little head about anything. I'm on the case. You haven't called the police, have you?
I haven't called the police. I came first to you, The Saint.
Good. I work better when I'm not followed by police. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
All right.
Would you like a drink before we go?
And you just brought you brought a flask.
I think always there's a great time for vodka, and that time is now.
All right. Yes.
Here, have a drink.
All right. Oh! That was so strong!
Ooh, it's my special brew. I made it at home.
Oh, you actresses are all alike. Drinking hard liquor all the time.
Gotta make a living somehow.
Yeah, because it pays well.
Right.
Let me go with you to the theater and you could show me all the accidents that have occurred.
Okay.
All right, so that beam there, you say, fell opening night, and then they replaced it for the second.
Yes, they replaced it the second night, and the second night, this beam fell.
So
and it fell right on top of the lighting guy's head.
Is he dead?
No, he just got hurt.
Okay. And so you say night three, the trapdoor on the stage fell open.
Just fell open as somebody was walking over top of it.
So did she?
No. She just hurt her nose.
Okay, perfect.
Then the curtain fell on the fifth night.
And
it knocked over the table. And the table rolled across the floor and knocked over the lead actor.
And is he?
No. He just has a little line across his stomach where it rolled over his stomach, his belly.
All right. So if they were trying to kill people, they've done a pretty lousy job, I think. I would think that these accidents are to kill people, unless...
Unless what, the saint?
Unless one of the producers thinks that if they can close the show, they're gonna get all their money back.
Oh my goodness. You don't think that would really happen, do you?
I don't think I propose.
Oh my goodness.
I hope you're not already married.
I'm not. I was just gonna say it was all so sudden. Thank you, the saint.
Well.
Yes, I'll marry you.
Oh my goodness. Here's a ring from a Cracker Jack box. It's a temporary.
Oh, thank you.
Sure does. Look beautiful. Matches your eyes.
Very sparkly.
Mm-hmm. And fake.
Just like my eyes.
And your acting.
Oh.
Just kidding. I haven't even seen you act yet. But I'm sure it's better.
Well, I'm magnificent.
If you do say so yourself.
And of course I do.
And of course you do.
As do you.
Because you say so. Well, let's interview that producer. So, Sally Jenkins, producer of Murder on the Orient Express. I hear there have been many accidents here on the set.
Yes, sir, there sure have been.
Well, do you suppose the reason behind these accidents are because you want the show to close so you can open your pocketbook and take the money from the show and put it in said pocketbook?
That is a ludicrous suggestion. How dare you?
So ludicrous, it just might be right.
You're wrong.
Wrong, like the love you feel for me right now, having just met me.
Oh no, you figured me out, the saint.
I could tell. You were giving me the eyebrows.
It's your eyes. They're so sparkly.
Well, thank you.
Like a crackerjack diamond.
It's too bad I already gave my crackerjack diamond to another diamond in the
rough. No, say it's not so.
It is so.
It's so?
That's what I said.
Oh no.
Oh no, I said it's so.
So about the show.
So?
What do you know?
I know that if we don't solve the mystery tonight, it will probably close, and I don't think you're going to be happy if you're not the one in charge of making all these accidents happen. I'm keeping my sparkly eyes on you.
I want the show to continue. You remember those words. Well, I want that show to continue.
All right. I will see you tonight at curtain call.
I'll be there with bells on.
Well, then I bid thee adieu.
Goodbye.
That's what I said. All right. So, I'm sorry to say that I feel that your producer, Sally, she's on the up and up, as far as I can perceive. I think we should interview the lead actor. You said his name is James?
James. James Cagner.
I'm gonna sit in the dressing room of James Cagner, and I'm going to interview him. So, Mr. James Cagner.
Yes, sir.
You're the lead of this play, but this is not your first rodeo.
No, sir. I have been in 73 productions in this very theater.
Then why are you causing all these accidents to cancel the show? What do you have against Murder on the Orient Express?
I did no such thing. How would you ever say that?
Well, I used my voice, and I said it quite plainly.
Ah.
Perhaps you and Sally are in cahoots.
Sally?
The producer.
Never. 73 productions. No one knows the theater like me. I would never ruin a show.
So say you.
So you say.
That you said. Say it is so. It is so. So, you're telling me you had nothing to do with these accidents that could have killed countless people in the production?
I am definitely not telling you not that I am definitely not involved forever. Definitely sure not involved.
Exactly what I thought. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I sat in the audience, looking around, looking up and looking down, trying to find someone suspicious, trying to find anyone who is casually watching to see if they are trying to watch for a specific accident that will occur tonight, the evening of the sixth performance of Murder on the Orient Express. The play opens. The audience applauses. The actors are on stage. I'm sitting in the audience still, gazing at the audience, gazing at the performers, gazing at the rafters, when all of a sudden, I see something high above the stage. It looks like something furry, but really, I thought it looked fishy, even though it had fur. So I snuck out of my seat, went backstage, climbed up onto the catwalk, and lo and behold, I saw someone in a fur jacket. I've caught you now. Turn around. Let me see who's under that big fur jacket.
Meow.
Oh, don't act catty with me.
This is the catwalk.
Yes, Miss Sally, the producer, it is the catwalk. And if you thought disguising yourself with one of the actors' mink coats was going to fool me, well, you had another thing coming. And I'm smelling a rat, and it smells fishy to me, rat. So why don't you slide over here like some kind of snake that has been caught red-handed, like a fox is red, okay?
I don't think so, Mr. the Saint.
Oh, don't try to push me with that gun. Oh, don't you dare pull that trigger.
I will push you right over.
Is this what you want? They'll all know it wasn't an accident if you push me over this edge. Oh, no!
Go!
No!
Go!
I grab onto the rope. I swing onto the stage. People are shouting. People are clapping. People think it's a part of the play. I fall down, just a few feet above the ground. I land on the stage. And then, I say, stop the production! The curtains close. The actors run to me.
Oh my goodness, what have you found out, the Saint?
It was Sally, the producer. She was working alone.
It was Sally, the producer, all along?
Yes, she stole your coat and was on the catwalk going to break another beam or something. But watch out, she's got a gun. Wait! Don't worry, I've knocked it out of her hands. Sally, now the gun's pointed at you. Any final monologues for your exit stage left?
Yes. From the time I was born to live. And now I will live as I was born. Thank you.
Well, that was a wonderful last speech. We are going to take you to jail now. And Sally and I are probably going to elope in the park where we met.
We're going to elope before jail? This is amazing.
No, I'm sorry.
Wonderful, the Saint. I'm so happy.
Sally, I made a mistake. One that can be easily rectified. Suzanne.
Yes, the Saint.
What I accidentally said to Sally, I meant to say to you. Do you still think you'll find it in your heart to forgive me for mistaking your name with Sally's?
Oh, the Saint. I would forgive you for anything. But what about me?
Well, I want you to live.
You said you would marry me.
I want
marry me on my way to jail. Come on, the Saint, do it.
There's only...
Helping me out.
There's only one way out of this mess. So, Sally, now you understand why I can't marry you.
I understand.
But don't forget to write.
Goodbye, Susie. James. I'll see you around stage left.
So, Susie, I bet you're wondering what I said to her, huh?
What did you say? I've been ever so curious.
I said, like James, the lead of the play, that he is this way. I lied and said I was that way, too, and that I fancied him over her. And it was all a misunderstanding.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I lied.
But that's not true.
No, I'm straight.
You are?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's so rare.
Right in the theater.
I'm so happy. I couldn't be any luckier.
Right, me too. Me too.
Wonderful.
Well, I guess that settles this case.
I'm so excited.
And thank you, Mr. the Saint. Thank you for helping this production.
You're welcome, James. I was glad to help.
You come over and visit anytime you want in this production. You'll always be like family to me.
Yes, yes. A big, happy family. So there you guys have it. I thought that was good.
That was a very interesting episode of The Saint.
Yeah, and I really thought it was nice.
Yeah, you liked that? I thought it was very interesting.
All right, feel free to comment if you guys do that, if we have more than two listeners.
All of our commenters commenting and listening. We love you.
We definitely love you. We're not doing this just for ourselves.
We wouldn't dare.
We wouldn't dare.
Never!
Never say never!
Never say never!
You said never so many times when I told you never, 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 ever, ever, never, never, ever say never. Well, my name is Richard Templeman.
And I'm Kelly Tolley.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, thank you. We'll see you again soon.
With our ears.
And eyes.
And mouth.
And toes.
All right, that's just going too far. We can't really see where it goes.
Sorry. He's
jumping the shark and just not even made that many episodes yet.
Oh my goodness.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Have fun.